Chapter 2. The Rails. The transport ship wasn't much to look at, but most of the newer ships weren't. They all had that stark white or sleek silver coloring that spelled functionality. He recalled seeing videos of the 25th anniversary running of the SSMC Reluctant. It was an archaic piece of junk by today's standards, but there was something about that ship that rang true. It was a real ship. It had parts and pieces, and even an engine. Originally, anyway. Engineers had been instructed to remove all fuel-blasting rockets due to pollution and the greenhouse effect that was reported many years back. This meant that all ships were now run via magnetic propulsion via rails. Yes, rails. It was probably the stupidest thing that any spacefaring society could have conceived, and it was a wonder that it worked at all. But that was the way of things on a planet like Segnal. Other alien species who had come to trade with Segnal made many derogatory remarks regarding the rails, and quite a few of them even broke trade agreements due to the idiocy of it all. But the Segnalian Environmental Society would not budge. Murphy stepped up to the door where a lieutenant stood. He saluted at her, but she didn't even bother to look up.
You Murphy?
Yes, ma'am.
Cut the formality. No time for it. Get in and I'll get this damn thing launched.
Yes, ma'am. He stepped inside to find a number of other soldiers already seated. There was only one spot left, and it was next to an overweight commander who appeared to be taking up half of the remaining chair.
May I sit here, sir? Murphy said with a salute.
Unless you'd rather stand, Ensign, the commander said. I don't see as you'd have much choice.
No, sir. Murphy squeezed in, and the shuttle began to move. The familiar clink-clank could be heard just under the level of the discussions going on around him. The Segnalian engineers had included the sound effect because it seemingly relaxed travelers. Other than that, there was no actual purpose to it. To Murphy, it made it feel as though he were traveling on a train in space. With the rails, that was actually somewhat accurate.
Going on a holiday, Ensign?
Asked the chubby commander.
No, sir. I'm on a mission, sir.
Oh? Well, what kind of mission?
Classified, sir.
I'm a commander, Ensign.
Murphy glanced at the stripes on the man's arms. Yes, sir?
That means that I have security clearance.
Ah, right, Murphy said. This order comes from the Rear Admiral's office, though, and he specifically informed me that nobody was to know about the details of my mission, sir.
Oh, I see,
the commander said, grabbing a package of peanuts from the seat back pouch in front of him.
Must be something good.
I'm not at liberty to say, sir.
Oh, come on, Ensign. You can at least tell me if it's an exciting mission or not, right?
Okay, I suppose you could say it has the potential to be exciting, sir.
Huh, very diplomatic answer.
The commander cracked open a soda.
Want some?
No, thank you, sir. I'm watching my calories.
Same here, said the commander. I hate it, too. Do you know that they've threatened to demote me due to my inability to finish the SSMC standard obstacle course in under 3 minutes?
He took a sip of soda.
Idiocy, I say. What does it matter if a man in my position is incapable of climbing over a wall or crawling under some stupid logs? I give orders to people like you to do that sort of thing.
Yes, sir.
They're sending me to a fat camp,
the man said with a grunt.
Can you believe that? A few of my colleagues ended up in one of those places and they said it ain't pretty. They wake you up before dawn, make you do exercises half the day, feed you food that's made for rabbits, and make you watch videos about how eating poorly negatively affects your health. And you're not even given popcorn while watching those stupid videos.
Oh, sounds dreadful, sir.
Exactly,
the commander agreed.
So it would be nice to at least know that someone out there is having a good time while I'm imprisoned in a cakeless society for the next 3 months.
Murphy said nothing, but he supposed it couldn't really hurt to tell the man that his mission was likely to be exciting. The truth was that Murphy did feel that this was going to be an adventure. At first, he assumed he was simply playing the role of courier, but when Parfait explained that Murphy really had to steal the package, he couldn't help but feel a sense of thrill. He would be like that undercover spy from the movies, Shane Bland, 00719. Maybe he would even get to meet a lady or two and seduce her. Though he somewhat doubted that would happen.
Well, you never know what can happen on a top-secret mission, sir, Murphy said finally.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe you'll have to shoot somebody or something.
Shots could be fired, sir, Murphy said, keeping as vague as possible.
Hey, maybe you'll even get to meet the girl like in Shane Bland, 00719.
Not sure if there will be any girls there or not, sir, Murphy admitted. But if there are, I shall endeavor to, get one. The commander leaned back, making the chair groan slightly. He had the look of a man who had been given something to dream about while facing his own personal nightmare. Murphy hadn't given anything away of use, of course. Frankly, Murphy could have been describing participating in the paint pellet gun event on Bozgan, except for the part about the girls anyway.
"Now arriving at the Chaffian Hub,"
the computer chimed. "This is my stop," Murphy said as he stood and grabbed his small duffel bag.
"Well, good luck to you, Ensign," the commander said with a nod.
"You too, sir."
"I don't think I'm going to need luck where I'm going. I'll need food."